She will dance so lightly that her feet will not touch the floor. And the courtiers in their gay dresses will throng round her. But with me, she will not dance, for I have no red rose to give her. And he flung himself down on the grass and buried his face in his hands and wept.
"Why is he weeping?"
asked a little green lizard as he ran past him with his tail in the air.
"Why indeed?"
said a butterfly, who was fluttering about after a sunbeam.
"Why indeed?"
whispered a daisy to his neighbor in a soft, low voice.
"He is weeping for a red rose," said the nightingale.
"For a red rose?" they cried.
"How very ridiculous!"
And the little lizard, who was something of a cynic, laughed outright. But the nightingale understood the secret of the student's sorrow, and she sat silent in the oak tree and thought about the mystery of love. Suddenly, she spread her brown wings for flight and soared into the air. She passed through the grove like a shadow, and like a shadow, she sailed across the garden. In the center of the grass plot was standing a beautiful rose tree, and when she saw it, she flew over to it and lit upon a spray.
"Give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song."
But the tree shook its head. "My roses are white," it answered. "As white as the foam of the sea, and whiter than the snow upon the mountain. But go to my brother, who grows round the old sundial, and perhaps he will give you what you want." So the nightingale flew over to the rose tree that was growing round the old sundial.
"Give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song."
But the tree shook its head.
"My roses are yellow," it answered. "As yellow as the hair of the mermaiden who sits upon an amber throne, and yellower than the daffodil that blooms in the meadow before the mower comes with his scythe. But go to my brother who grows beneath the student's window, and perhaps he will give you what you want." So the nightingale flew over to the rose tree that was growing beneath the student's window.
"Give me a red rose," she cried, "and I will sing you my sweetest song."
But the tree shook its head.
"My roses are red," it answered, "as red as the feet of the dove, and redder than the great fans of coral that wave and wave in the ocean cavern. But the winter has chilled my veins, and the frost has nipped my buds, and the storm has broken my branches, and I shall have no roses at all this year."
"One red rose is all I want," cried the nightingale. "Only one red rose. Is there no way by which I can get it?"
"There is a way," answered the tree, "but it is so terrible that I dare not tell it to you."
"Tell it to me," said the nightingale. "I am not afraid."
"If you want a red rose," said the tree, You must build it out of music by moonlight and stain it with your own heart's blood. You must sing to me with your breast against a thorn. All night long, you must sing to me, and the thorn must pierce your heart, and your lifeblood must flow into my veins and become mine.